Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One Nation Raiders Silver and Black Podcast. You thought I forgot?
You know what? I kind of did think you were going to forget, man. I always want to interrupt the beginning. I kind of thought you were going to forget.
Yeah, remember. Listen, guys, I'm a little disappointed in us, too. I want to apologize to you guys. We've been doing this every single year. We get a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah, we fall off like a couple
of
months.
For a certain reason, our feelings get hurt. It's always something.
It doesn't help that it happens every time we lose that last game.
Yeah.
We lose that last game, all of a sudden, we just disappeared. So,
yeah,
family. Oh, yeah, and I'm your blue collar Raider, Omar.
This is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy. Oh, man, we are out of routine.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, my bad. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get an Instagram page going for you guys. Mm-hmm. We already have an email, onenationraiderspodcast@gmail.com. We have that. But then we're going to also get an Instagram page going, and we're going to, you know, we're going to give you a little quick snippet of video every now and then so you can see my garage and see where we're doing this thing. So,
yeah.
All right, you can hear the cars in the background because that's where I live. I live right next to the freeway, so suck it up.
Yeah, the garage door is open because it will get warm. It is daytime right now.
We finished fight training
at night. Yeah.
And we're doing Corona fight training. And yeah, we're here together because we see each other almost every day. So
yeah.
there's nothing.
There's no
we pretty much live together. We used to.
He lives directly right down the street.
Yeah. All right. So with that being said, we got the NFL draft coming up on this Thursday. Mm-hmm. Today is Tuesday, and I'm so excited to talk to you, Omar, because you're a little more obsessed than I am right now with the NFL draft.
Why do you use the word obsessed? It is true. It is just true.
And
it is obsessed.
And I want to have a discussion, all right,
mm-hmm.
with your crazy self. Because I know you've done like 12,000 mocks, and you look at it. You're the Mike Mayock of fans.
I'm Mike Mayock right now.
You're Mike Mayock.
My brother did the same thing.
He sent
me his already, but we'll get into that.
You guys are killing me with that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just talk draft. So what do you think we're going to do with our first round picks? What do you feel like we're going to do?
Man, I feel like he's doing the fake move, the pump fake, and everybody's falling for it. Everybody's biting on it.
Biting on the wide receiver?
On the receiver.
Yeah, I don't think we're going wide receiver.
He kind of told y'all already, and then he's going to go ahead and say, I like the wide receivers. Dude, every time he did that with the quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
And we didn't end up getting a quarterback at all.
Yeah.
At all. We didn't draft nothing in the later rounds or nothing.
So what do you think is going to happen? Tell me, what do you think?
I'm a little afraid it could be a quarterback this time.
You think so?
I think it's going to be
a quarterback. If you think it's going to be Love?
I think it'll be Love.
You think we're going Love, huh?
I think it'll be Love, man. He's really throwing a pump fakes out there with the quarterback, and then he said somebody D-lining.
If he's there, it'll be Love. At the 12 or at the 9, at the 18?
I think it'll be 12. That's a bad burp. Sorry. This like how he said we've been doing our fight training, so I'm a little belchy. But yeah, man, I think it'll be 12 because it's too risky to go 19.
You can't. You're not going to get him if you go 19.
And he shows he will not wait if it's a need with Cleveland Farrell.
Right.
I think it'll be in this order, to be honest with you.
Okay, let me hear what you got your first picks in. So you think it's going to be Love, and then what? Whatever wide receivers on the board or the best defensive player on the board?
The best defensive player on the board.
Okay.
I don't think he's getting a receiver.
I don't like agreeing with you like I'm agreeing with you, but I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
I think he's tired.
Or here's my audible. These are my two situations.
Mm-hmm.
Situation one, he goes Love, corner, or he goes corner, safety. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. We already got the linebackers in free agency. We didn't talk about that yet. We got the linebackers in free agency that can cover, that can tackle now, that know how to play real football. Not we got them early in free agency. We didn't get people's leftover trash.
Yeah.
So we're in a better situation to cover at linebacker than we once were. My issue is now we don't have a consistent safety. We picked up a guy on a 1-year prove-it deal. But
oh,
that's
Randall?
Not a long yeah, that's
Randall,
not a long
yeah,
term.
I think gonna, yeah.
That's not a long term answer. We want to draft, and Abrams, we don't know who he is. I like the one game, but we still don't know who he is, and we still have to cover Hunter Henry, Noah Fant.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
I mean, that's things like that are because of those tight ends. Hunter Henry, he kind of declined a little bit anyway.
And then who's going to play on the opposite side of
Trevor
Trayvon Mullen?
Trayvon Mullen. That's another thing. they're banking their money on Isaiah Johnson.
I don't know why. I haven't seen it.
I think that's another pump fake. I think they're kind of lying about that one too. Because I've listened to the Mayock press conference, and he was talking about Isaiah Johnson again. I'm like, dude, y'all talking about him last year. He was the special teams. He didn't even do anything.
So how about this? How about what we do? How about this for a scenario? Mm-hmm. Pick Love at 12. We end up go ahead and trading back. Get the best DB at wherever we're at. Get into the second round. And I don't know what we're going to pick in the second round. Probably a D tackle or a left tackle. We might go offensive left tackle.
Huh? No way.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think they
you
like
think they believe in Parker?
No, not Parker.
Or you think they'll go wide receiver?
Nah, okay, okay. So go back to the tackle.
Okay, so we go Love. Uh-huh. Okay, so we go Love. We move back somewhere in the draft. Pick up a second rounder. Okay, so what? Now we've moved back. Somebody else came up. And they wanted some, and now we're in the second round. What do we get in that second round? We got Love. We're not in the first. We got our second round pick, our second first round pick, but it's further back. What's that second pick?
I'm looking right through you, dude, because I got a whole scenario going right now in my head as you say all of that. Because here's what's going to happen.
Okay, let me hear.
Here's what's going to happen. If we do the whole Love thing,
okay.
If we fall in love with Love,
okay.
We get Love.
We're all in love. Okay.
Everybody's doing a slow dance right now. Slow jams with the Love. So we do that. Hand sliding down when you was able to do
eighth
that.
Eighth grade dance.
Okay. All right. Oh, you brought back some memories, boy. 1993 all over again. For me, I was 93. Anyway, okay. If we get Love,
1991 for me. But go ahead.
1991.
Yeah.
91. Oh yeah, that was that's right.
Yeah.
Because you and Bobby was 1990.
About that. Chubb Rock jumped on the scene with a name with a pocket full of green. All right, go ahead.
We get Love. We keep the 19th pick. We're gonna probably. I don't know how they're gonna do this, but the Bears still like Carr, and Bears still got two second round picks. We'll probably have to give Carr away for a second round pick.
For the 2 second round picks?
No, for 1 second round pick. If you already have a quarterback, dude, that's too many quarterbacks. That is Peterman, Marcus Mariota. Love could sit down. Love would have to sit down for a minute, dude. That
so
is
you
a
trade
decision.
Carr, keep that's Mariota. A
so that's you four quarterbacks.
So you trade Carr, keep Mariota.
I see. I think that's the only way you could get a
Love,
second round pick.
Ooh, I see what you're saying.
I think that's the only way. But everybody said to sit Love for a year, though, like they did.
Yeah, but you have to sit Love and start Mariota if that's what you're going
to
do.
They're trying to do. Yeah, but it's like Mariota don't know the whole offense and this and that, but he could kind of dumb it down. You don't have mini camps. You ain't got this and that. That's where my dilemma comes in, because
they still kind of like Carr and they want to get him some weapons though. Still, that's still the truth.
Yeah, I'm saying if the whole Love thing happens, if the Love thing happens at 12,
are we too far down the street with the Love thing?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no, we're not.
I feel like we're getting a little
here's a problem with Carr.
I'm in the woods. I don't have a compass. I don't know where I'm at.
Here's what I'm saying. You're in the house. What was that?
We're deep in there.
Because the reason why, for all the Carr fans, is probably be like, oh, these dudes are tripping.
I'm a Carr fan.
Yeah, you are a Carr. Yeah, you guys were wearing a Carr sweater the other day.
I still had it on. That's my. Yeah. I still wear that.
So here's the problem with Carr, though. You say he's a little bit above average quarterback.
Yeah.
That's not going to cut it in our division. You got Drew Luck trying to cut it up a little bit. Drew Lock trying to cut it up a little bit. He got the young arm, live arm, I should say, and he's mobile. Now,
but he had an actual receiver though. Sudden. We don't really have a guy.
We had a guy running around
with plantar fasciitis.
Would you take Tyrell Williams over Sudden? Both healthy?
Hell yeah. I would take Sudden over Tyrell Williams. All day.
You take Cortland Sutton? Okay, I would too. Sutton. I brought him up along. You remember me talking about that dude?
I'll take Cortland Sutton all day.
You remember me
talking
about
that
dude?
He's a one.
You remember me talking about him though?
Yeah.
SMU?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know my draft talk. That's why, baby. That was 3 years ago. I know what college you came from. SMU.
That's a good guy.
And you know who? You know who my other guy is from a small school? Antonio Gandy. But we'll get into that later.
All right, so go ahead. So let's be honest. So we talked all around the weeds Okay, so what is your prediction of what's going to happen? Okay, I'm changing my mind. I'm going to go ahead and let you do the love thing, and then I'm going to go ahead and flip it. What do you got?
My prediction of what's going to happen, because my dilemma at that, at 12, it kind of depends on who falls for. It could be defense first. I think Mayock did not at all. I think he was believed the first thing that he said, and at the combine, he was talking about defense. They were scoring our defense at will. We had to do the whole, like a playoff team. Green Bay, we had to score with them, and after that, we stopped scoring. They just kept going.
Right.
Like, they let up off the pedal up on us. They had the Jets. They kept scoring at will. Anyway, I don't want to bring up those bad guys. But, yeah. So, and when was the last time you could say the Raiders had a top five defense? Ever? I'll wait. Man, my boy Q said, I'll wait.
Your boy Q. I can't remember.
You see, I don't think it ever happened, dude.
Not from my family.
All the teams around us, all the defenses, even with, in our division, the Chargers, when they had, just recently, they had the Bosa when he was a rookie, whatever, or uh-huh. even with
Ingram on the other side.
They had
linebackers,
all that.
And they got the corners.
In my lifetime, the Kansas City Chiefs with O'Neal doing that swing in the back thing, Derek Thomas, that was top defense. Yeah. That corner that kept on picking us off. Forgot his name. I don't want to remember his name. I had nightmares, though. And then the who else is left? Then the Broncos. They just won Super Bowl off their defense. It's never been us. No. We never had a defense.
Back in the days.
I was 4 years old.
I was 4 years old. Oh. But yeah.
Oh, the 83 defense?
Yeah.
Was that top five defense?
I don't know if it was top five.
Howie Long was a beast.
Yeah.
And Lozano.
Who?
Lozano, the crazy dude, the Royce. The Royce, brain catcher.
Oh, yeah.
Lozano. It was something. Zoe.
Alzado.
Lyle Alzado. There you go. My bad. But yeah, see, so that worries me too. So I got a couple of dilemmas with my first pick, because we're going to do a simulator too at the end of this. Okay. What do you think's going to happen? Hey.
All right?
I get a little excited, okay?
You're dancing around the woods.
I'm dancing around the woods.
You're dancing around naked in the woods. What's going on?
Anyway, it's going to be, I think, the D-tackle,
Kinlaw?
Or Derek Brown, if they're there. I think it's going to be one of those hybrid D-tackles to help out Max Crosby on the end. I kind of want another DN. But hey, we would deal with Killian Farrell still because I want the rotation. That defense, every single good defense got to the Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl with the line. The Broncos, they had homeboy Malik, he was a D-tackle from the Broncos, got a big payday and went to the Jaguars. I forgot his name. He wasn't on my team, but whatever. And on the end, they had, of course, your boy. Why is it in my mind? Number 58 from Broncos.
Man.
Von Miller. Then on the LA, and then they had Wolf. Strong D-line.
Yeah.
Boom. Panthers, they had a strong D-line. I don't remember none of their names. But anyway, you hear where I'm going with this? This recently, the Niners had a strong D-line. With Bosa, Buckner.
And then Chris, what's the name on the other side?
Chris Jones.
From the Chiefs.
Chiefs. Chris Jones.
That's what he made.
D Ford was rotating up in there. Oh, he went to Niners, never mind.
Yeah.
But yeah. See, so it's some. We need a superstar.
I agree.
On the middle of it. I'm talking about the middle.
In the
Max Crosby. Max Crosby at the end. Okay.
You don't think that they in the middle. In
No.
Okay.
Whoever you're gonna say, who we got right now?
Mo Hurst.
He's a little bull. We got two little bums. I'll tell you one thing. You can name me real quick a McKenzie second round pick besides Carr that went to the second contract. It was all D tackles. He tried. He tried.
Yeah.
Mario Edwards, Jahad Ward, PJ Hall's looking like he's on the way out the door because they're talking bad about him already. Talking about he got to pick it up.
Oh.
And they got Rob Marinelli as a D-line coach.
I don't think they're going to pick a guy.
They're going to give him a young talent.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think that they're calling him in to coach up the guys that we got. Because we spent draft picks already. We already have draft capital spent. I think they're going to bring him in, evaluate what we have, coach the guys up we have, and then give him his pick of next year.
Because they did get the free agent dude from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that one.
So that, and they got Ryan Nassib too.
Ryan, that's no. He is an end.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's but still a part of the D line.
Yeah, that's because they don't want to cuff hold themselves to having the pick, kind of like what they did with the corner.
So that's why
the corner the corner that has to happen. Shockingly, it's the flavor, it's whatever flavor you want as a corner. There's a lot of corners. There's long ones. There is the quick
man. What's my guy from Utah right now?
The nickel ones. Jalen Johnson.
He's long. I like him. He's long. I like his game. He plays with confidence. He just keeps getting hurt, and I don't like that.
I'm not picking a hurt dude again.
Fresh
out of college, first round pick,
torn labrum.
Even Mayock is on the same page with me on this. It got to be availability. See how you are off the field. For a first round pick, you got to be available. You got to have clean. No history yet.
Yeah.
And he's done that so far. But all those three, he only had one draft. But his first round picks, them dudes was all clean for the most part.
All right. With the attitude. We're still in the first round. Do we get a second round pick? Do we move back? This is the question.
Do we move back?
What do you honestly believe? Do you honestly believe we're going to move back? You think we're going to go Love, and you think we're going to move back, or we're going to pick at 18?
19. Sorry. It would be, I think they would move back. Depending on if the corner, he knows if somebody is going to take a corner, if on what that team needs. Uh-huh. And if they're going to take a corner. He has a good hunch because he was moving back.
So earlier. If someone takes a corner, do we?
That's why I got my simulator right
here. The two corners are gone. Ohio State guy,
Jeff Okuda.
Okuda.
And CJ Henderson going to be gone. That's the top 10.
I don't want CJ Henderson.
Yeah, but the whole not tackling.
I'm out. I'm done with guys who don't tackle.
We just had that with Collins.
Yeah.
And guess what I'm done with? Guys who have a history of not always catching the ball as a receiver.
Oh, I'm done.
I do not want Judy. Judy. I don't want him.
CeeDee Lamb. If we get CeeDee Lamb,
I won't be mad. If we get Russ, we get any Alabama dude, I'm going to be a little bit, you know, just show me something. I'm not going to be mad as the Hayward Bay thing,
yeah.
But I'm going to be a little bit.
No, but he has hands. Daniel Jeremiah was hyped up
about
saying
Russ?
That Ruggs got hands.
He does have good hands. He does have hands.
People sleep on that. He's got speed, and he doesn't play up to his speed, or he has a hard time coming in and out of his breaks because he's so fast. He does everything fast. He's not smooth.
He's not explosive.
Right.
So when you have a hard time coming in and out of breaks, because when you slow down, you got to be able to explode back into your other half of your route.
Right.
So when you see, you watch his 40.
Dude, he said explosive. Yeah.
And then he went. It was real. He had to get the motor going and then go. It was real El Dorado.
Renfro is explosive.
Cadillac El Dorado. Yes, he is.
Renfro is explosive. He's not fast, but he's explosive.
He's a 4-5.
He's not fast.
That's people saying 4-5. That's fast.
No, that's not fast. That's good.
Slot receiver.
That's good speed. Fast is 4-4.
Fat.
Good speed is 4-5.
But you could be a 4-6 and be quick.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
He's 4-6, huh?
He was 4-6, huh? Yeah. He's 4-6.
He's quicker than hell, though, huh?
Yeah, that's why I hope they don't get in the head with the whole people saying, oh, he was.
I want CeeDee Lamb as
his comparison.
So,
comparison to CeeDee Lamb. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be all over the place. It's draft time, baby. It's draft time. I told him we'll be back in. Don't reel me back in. Don't contain this. Let the chaos happen.
Back in the weeds. I don't
let the chaos happen.
Where the compass at? I don't know. So, I'm back lost again.
My comparison with CeeDee Lamb, I always wanted him. Life is Gerald.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life is Gerald. When that ball
he's in the air. He's a monster in the air and a run after the catch.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get this guy. Get him at 12. If he's still there at 12, I don't think he's going to be there. I think the Jets might take him right ahead of us.
Who you think is our 12th pick? I said Kinlaw.
All right, at 12?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, who do I think?
Mm.
Who do I want or who do I think?
Both.
Okay, who do I want? I want CeeDee Lamb.
You want CeeDee Lamb?
I want CeeDee Lamb. I'll say we got Mariota. We got Mariota. We have Carr. If Carr's not doing it, maybe Mariota can do it on a second round, time around. And then we can get one of these other hybrid quarterbacks if we suck coming up.
Dude,
that's what I said.
You remember what I said last?
We got a guy who knows the offense. Let's get him a weapon. Let's have a weapon out there on the field that's not only our tight end.
I'll tell you one thing.
And our running back.
It's going to be two weapons. It's going to be I don't care if he gets a receiver in the first round. It's going to be another one that we're going to get in the fourth or fifth or the third.
I say go twice in the third.
Yeah.
With the wide receiver. If you go Love in defense, I say you go twice with wide receiver in the third round.
We got back to back. It's 80 and 81.
So I say you go twice with the wide receiver in the third round if you don't get him in the first and you don't pick up any other picks.
Okay. Yeah. 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 If you get corner or you get D lineman and corner, which that was kind of my pick. If you get D lineman and their corner. And then that's what I want.
This is what I want. I'm changing my mind. Here it is. I want CeeDee Lamb move back best corner or pick? Safety to whatever. So we can get pick
you
up
can't a say second. Whatever. Because you got to, it depends. I can tell you if that person's going to be there or not. I know. You got to move back. You got to give, you got to say what you think.
I don't know who I
give.
Want. I want a safety or a corner.
Antonio Winfield's a good safety.
But that's Jeremy a second Chin. Round guy. Jeremy Chin is a. He's a late round.
He's a late.
So you can
round.
Get him in later in the first round.
Xavier McKinley, man. I know he's Alabama, but he is a.
You're the one who just complained about Alabama right now. I'll take him.
No, I complain about Alabama receiver.
I'll take him. That's who I want.
About dropping the ball.
That's who I want. That's who
McKinley?
I want.
McKinley. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want. Honestly, I'll take that guy because he's a ball hawk. He finds the ball.
Yeah.
So I'll take that guy over. So I say, Lamb. McKinley, spit a little bit. McKinley, juicy mouth. And then I say, wait, if we have to pick at 19, just pick McKinley.
Got to pick at 19, pick McKinley?
I say pick him.
So if we don't have a dance partner.
No, we don't have a dance partner. Pick McKinley there. Wait it out. Don't move up. See what's left. See what's going on in the third round. And then just make your money in the third round because you got to trust your scouts. I trust them. I trust Mayock and I trust our scouts to find us some gold in the third round with three picks. Are you kidding me? Three picks? Oh, that's gold. That's gold.
He said that's stealing. That's like stealing.
I'm going to be mad if we trade out of three
Mayock
picks.
Mayock do not like. I am on record saying this. Mayock do not care. And I don't say like. He does not care about the sixth and the seventh round. He uses those picks to try to get free agents that he probably liked it in the past of a last draft or something like that. He did with Davis, Zay Jones, and all that. That's why we ain't got no seventh or sixth picks. We had hell of them. Do you remember when we always had seventh round picks?
Yeah.
But for some reason, our seventh round picks never plan out.
No.
Undrafted free agents.
Yeah, they work out.
Probably because there's more of those. You only have one pick to go against all of them. But yeah, he don't care about seventh round picks. But anyway.
All right. So.
So I do.
Yeah, so do you think we're going to go trade into the second round?
Yeah, I think he's going to try to.
Okay, we're going to try. You're going to try to. What if we don't? Do we try to trade up? Do we give away one of our picks to get up into the second?
If he trade, no.
Do you think we're going to get away two of our picks to get into the second? Because that's what it would take. For us to get into the second?
It won't take two-thirds, though.
So it'll take a third and probably a fifth.
It'll take a third and maybe something next year.
All right.
Maybe something next year.
I think it's going to take a third if we're trying to move up into the second round to get like a Jalen Hurts because we do something different. Right? Because we go wide receiver, safety, and then we're in the second round. We don't have a quarterback. Jalen Hurts is on the
board. So what would make you trade up into that second round again?
To get Jalen Hurts. That's what they want.
To get Jalen Hurts?
That's what I'm thinking.
I think he got a little bit quiet. He'd probably go back to like the...
There's a lot of talk about him right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade up to get Jalen Hurts.
No.
I wouldn't trade
up to get him fall to me. If he falls to me, fine.
Yeah. Don't they got James Morgan from Florida International.
You're doing too much quarterback stuff.
That's fifth round talk, though. I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do if you do Jalen Hurts and trade up to get him, you better make those other that third pick. You're going to have to because he was last year. He was moving all over the board last year.
Yeah,
he moved down.
And he's going to do
back
that
up.
Again.
He moved back. He moved down and then he moved back up to get Renfrow.
He's going to do that again.
Yeah. So I don't think he's staying. I don't think all those third round picks is all staying there.
I want all three of my third round picks. I'm just going to tell you right now. I don't think we're going to keep him because he's going to probably pick up two fourth rounders, give up one of those to get another fourth rounder, and we'll pick two people in the fourth round because he likes picking two people in the fourth round. That's how he got the Isaiah Johnson and the Max Crosby. He likes that fourth
round. That's because we didn't have a third round.
He likes that fourth round, though.
What's his name? Martavis Bryant. Something happened with that. Antonio Bryant. Yeah. So, okay. But.
And Martavis Bryant.
If he trades down from the 19th pick, we're gonna be out of the first round.
You think so?
I think so. I think if he trades down, I think it's that's the only way that matters. It's gonna be out of that. It's gonna be into the second round and probably like another fourth pick or something. It could trade down, be into the second round. Second round is, it depends on who it is too. Right. You trade down into the second round. If it's a high second round pick, yeah, that's pretty much my first round pick. And then it would push down whatever the other pick is. But because that person or that team went into our first round, pretty much in the middle still. When you're in the teams, that's on the covets. That's on a playoff team. So that's still like in the middle. It's declared the middle still. So you go down, so you get the third round. So you get second round pick somewhere in the top 15, and then you also probably get like a fourth and a fifth, but it won't be another third though.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would take that. That's the only way.
Let me tell you my order. What I want, and then you tell me your order. If we're ordering off the menu, and we're ordering at the restaurant, and I'm looking down. Number one.
I don't even need this paper.
Number one.
Ready to go.
I told you I want a corner. Number two, I want a safety. Number three, wide receiver. Number four, running back. Number five for me, left tackle.
The milk is bad on that first pick. The milk kind of is bad. It's a little spoiled. It's a little,
you don't
it's
like
funky.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
You don't like corners in the first round? The milk
tastes a little spoiled right there.
You think there's better corners in the later rounds?
There's no corner for us in the first round. Because we don't even like CJ Anderson, and he's a top 10 pick. So if he's there for us
like
to pick.
I don't like what I don't like what I'm shopping for in the first round. Yeah. So if I had to, I would probably reverse my one and my two, go wide receiver top, then safety, then corner.
I do like AJ Terrell. He had one bad game, and that sit and destroy man. Yeah, he wasn't a bad game. He was on homeboy.
The Clemson guy, right?
Yeah, AJ Terrell.
Terrell.
So he was on dude. He's aggressive. Goes in there. He's just like
he was there, but he's
longer.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah. Homeboy was catching. He was doing some spectacular catches, dude.
Jefferson.
Yeah, that's like
he was balling.
I know that can also happen in the NFL, but it's when we play against those teams that we supposed to beat. Those teams that he's supposed to beat, those receivers, it's going to be more often than not. We're not going against Jalen or Julio Jones every game. Tyreek Hill, I think he could.
Well, and he's young. He's still got to learn how to make those plays. And consistently,
Tyreek Hill.
Consistently, he's been a baller throughout the season. So he's the guy maybe we can get at 19 if he's there.
Oh, yeah. He should be there.
Well, you're saying you don't like what's on the. I said.
For the first pick.
No.
For the 12th pick.
This is what I want. No.
One
no,
to 12.
No.
Oh,
no.
You switched it.
No, but yeah. Safety? I switched it. I wanted.
Oh, receiver. 3-1.
Yeah.
So receiver to one.
Receiver to one.
Let me check. You're messing me up, dude.
Receiver to one.
And then. Okay.
Safety is two.
So CeeDee Lamb. And then.
Wide receiver.
So
CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb. Safety, which is
either
Alabama or McKinley.
Huh?
And then.
Corner. Okay, yeah, there's a couple of corners that I think would make it to the.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
And then for me, backup running back, I feel like, and then.
Yeah, I do want that backup running back. I feel like in the fifth round. Which one's an left tackle? You like Trent Brown?
I don't like our backups. I don't like our backups.
Hard Knocks in the corner eating them worms. No, we see. You remember
that? I like our tackles, but I just don't feel like we have the depth there. I feel like we need to have a guy in the wings working his way up.
Yeah, but I feel like I do see what you're saying, but that has to be.
Because didn't it fall apart for a couple weeks once
what, he John got Brown?
Hurt? When Brown got hurt, it fell apart for a couple weeks on the back end.
That's something that we have to.
And I think we got to address that. Not in free agency. I think we got to address that in the draft.
That's something that's like later in the pick stop. I say not later, like undrafted.
So. I don't think so. I think if we spend too much time waiting later on in the picks, we're going to run out of quality depth.
Yeah, but you don't waste.
Then we got Parker.
You don't waste the pick. Parker's gone, I think. Brandon Parker?
Is he
I think Brandon Parker's gone.
Are you sure?
I feel positive about that. But you don't waste. That is a. To have somebody just waiting. Okay, you could have a quarterback just waiting to draft that high. Like a tackle? That's like a waste of a pick. Because we need other things to start right now. Right here, right now. I wouldn't mind getting another linebacker in depth. Because once one of those dudes is gone. Morrow?
Morrow again.
Markel Lee, whatever. It's like, you know. Those say that's. I feel like that's more of a need. I feel which is crazy. Tom Cable could
told y'all I need paper. You haven't written anything down.
I told y'all I need paper.
Where's your homework?
And look at me flow right now. Look at me.
Okay,
flow.
It's all
right.
I'm on top
of the brain. I'm on top of the brain.
All right. I disrupted your thought.
Tom Cable, I feel like he could flip a.
Now you believe in Tom
Cable. I always did. I always said Tom Cable. I felt like he could get it going.
Hold
a
on.
A little bit. I felt like that. I felt like that.
We said he was a liability.
I said he could be a liability. Remember when we had the picks of liabilities? That was your number one pick.
I was on record.
That wasn't mine.
I was on record saying he stinks.
Well, you erased it, I think. Did you erase it?
I don't know. Remember. It might be on there.
It could be on there. But anyway, because look what he did.
Buzz Sprout is taking care. They we're good on Buzz.
We have to deal with the secondary debt. The secondary debt is not. We got. We'll probably get corner. Safety corner. But not a left tackle. A left tackle at fifth?
You're all over the place. So what do you want then?
Oh, what I want?
What's your grocery list? What's your top five needs now?
Fifth pick.
I said number one wide receiver because of the quality of
needs or picks?
Based on what we have right now and the picks we have right now, what do you think we should get with what the picks we have right now? The two first rounders. I say CD Lamb if he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Ruggs if he's there.
So receiver. So I'm not gonna do the whole. So we're gonna do what we think. If they're there, then that's where our
that's what I
our
want.
Wish list.
Not so much think. That's what I want.
Okay.
Ruggs. First of all, Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, Ruggs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the next pick.
You wanna?
I want the safety out of Alabama.
McKinley. Xavier McKinley.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Q's. Q likes this Asian guy sounding name. What's his name?
Jeremy
boy
Chen?
Q. Chen, yeah.
Jeremy Chen.
Yeah, Jeremy Chen.
I like Jeremy Chen.
I haven't really seen
he's
his tape.
He's down here Chance Chandler. That dude's like a big.
Cam Chancellor,
yeah.
Yeah.
That dude's like a big. I just don't know about him.
I don't
him
know his game all the way like that.
Out there in the
so
backfield. On an island by himself. He came
I
from
need a guy
school
that can cover.
He came from a small school, so I don't know if he really been tested.
Right.
But he went to the Senior Bowl and ball.
Yeah. All you can do is produce with what is in front of you.
Exactly.
So, all right. So that's what I want.
So.
And then after that, the best corner we can get. And after that, let's get us a running back depth. After that, let's get us a left tackle. I personally believe we're going to hold off on the D tackles and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Until we figure out what Rod Marinelli can do with the picks that we already made in the draft. I think that's why they're bringing them in. Because I think they don't think that they got everything they could have got out of the development of the guys we have. Even though Max Crosby did a great job. Even though Cleveland Farrell started coming around. Even though... what's our guy? Benson Maioa came around the corner, was getting some sacks.
Mm.
We're putting pressure, better pressure than we had in the past. I think John Gruden actually believes those guys could have performed better. That's why he's getting Marinelli. And I think he believes his boy can get more veteran guys to perform better. And he sees the potential in the guys that we have, and he's going to try to pull those guys up. That's what I think. That's just me.
That was a lot of you right there. All right. So, yeah, that could happen. Or... what I think is going to happen. Or here's my 1-5.
Okay, let's go.
D-tackle.
I don't like your D-tackle. I feel like it's a waste of a pick early on. I don't think there's that guy in this draft unless it's Auburn's big dude.
That's because you're out of your mind. If it's either Kinlaw or Derek Brown.
You and this Kinlaw.
If it's either Kinlaw or Derek Brown, they should get him.
I like the Kinlaw.
You know what? When I predicted Chris Jones, it happened. I was mad that he went to the Chiefs. Don't erase this podcast, dude. So anyway,
you're all hyping me up about this Kinlaw. I'm not feeling Kinlaw. I'm telling you,
Kinlaw or Derek Brown. Okay, so
and you D-tackle. Also fell in love with Leonard.
Leonard Williams.
Leonard Williams from USC.
Yeah, I did.
Where's he at now?
Playing with the Giants because he won a new contract.
Yeah, he's not performing that well. He's all right.
They beat us with the Jets.
Man,
he
Jets
was with the Jets.
Yeah, he was with the Jets. He wasn't the guy.
Yeah, wait. Everybody needs what's name, but that D line against our O line, that D line was doing pretty good. I actually take that back. I don't know who was with the Jets. I think he already been traded.
Yeah,
to the
he's
Giants.
Been traded.
But anyway, that's like our guy, Amari Cooper. Where's he at? Your guy was Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Where's he at right now? Droppies. Anyway, I like how I just defended myself right there. But anyway, D tackle, corner, receiver.
I feel like Obi Melifonwu was your guy.
Obi Melifonwu was not my guy. You're not putting that on me. Anyway, D tackle, corner. That's first.
D tackle.
Without.
D tackle, corner. You have a name at corner?
AJ Terrell.
Okay.
AJ Terrell.
So Kinlaw, AJ Terrell, and then.
Receiver. Either Chase Claypool or Van Jefferson. Because they're Chase Claypool is
my guy from Texas.
We could go big with that.
What about my guy from
Texas? Devin DuVernay.
DuVernay.
He's a quick. Yeah, that could be another option.
Okay.
In the third round.
What about the Baylor guy? Who's the Baylor guy?
He's I don't like that pick. He disappeared.
I haven't seen him.
They say he disappeared. Like, he. In shorts and everything, yeah, he ran the fast 40 and everything. But during the game, sometimes he disappears.
Okay,
I don't want that.
We've had that before.
Your boy Q, he does Baylor. He does Texas.
He didn't like him.
Sometimes he disappears, yeah. Okay. So I believe him. Because he does it. He watches the games. So Chase Claypool from Notre Dame, number 83, who ran that 40. He's a big body. He kind
of more of a tight end.
Reminds me of a Terrell Owens. No, he's not. He could be a tight end if you want him to be.
He ran a 4.4 though, didn't he?
He ran 4.4, a 4.38 or a 4.4, something like that.
He's
2.40 or 2.38.
Is he Sutton?
That's my question. Big package.
Yes. Is he Sutton?
Yes, I watched the tape.
So he's Sutton. He's in and out of his breaks.
He powers in and out of his breaks. He would be good for being in the slot, pop it to him, slants, quick outs, whatever. And you do if we want to do a big pack. I'm going to want to talk all this about him because we haven't got him yet. But we want to do like a big man package, bring in Foster, Monroe, hopefully he gets healthy. And then our other tight end. our tight end.
Oh, man.
Our breakout tight end.
Oh. What's his name? My brain is going, dude.
I've been in brain fart. Dang. Oh, my God.
Oh, I had him for a second.
I shouldn't guess.
You guys were. They're so mad at us right now.
They're yelling his name right now. Okay, you look it up. So we bring him in. We could go and bring him in tight.
What is his name?
Darren Waller. There we go. Darren Waller.
I didn't have to look it up.
It didn't pull up yet. I almost was starting to guess names, but that makes it worse. Don't you hate that?
Because
I was like, zip, and then I'll stop. Okay, so you bring him in tight, whatever. You could do a big boy package, play option, pass. Well, those big dudes in there are you could run it. We got Josh Jacobs. Anyway, I feel like this whole thing happened already. So receiver in third round. And then safety.
Okay.
Safety are another like.
So safety's fourth on the menu? Corner.
Yeah.
So number one, D tackle. Number two, wide receiver.
No, two was corner.
One was D tackle. Two was corner. Three was wide receiver.
Another wide receiver.
And then
This
is what you're seeing.
This is what I'm seeing. Okay.
This is on the menu.
This is our need or this is our pick?
This is on your menu. This is on the menu. This is where you want to go.
I want to say receiver. And take away with because you said top five picks. I just realized.
No, this is what you want on the menu.
Yeah, because you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. So six. You want and I'm just
you got more than five picks.
List.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going down my list.
So my third is a receiver, and then a safety then.
And then a receiver.
And
again.
We
got three picks.
But we didn't do picks. We're just doing.
So we're going one is D tackle.
What we want?
Two is corner.
Position that we want to see drafted.
Three is safety.
Yeah.
Four is wide receiver.
Yeah.
Five is.
Wait, no. For me, no. It was D tackle, corner, receiver, safety. Running back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Running back's your five.
Yeah, running back's my five.
Receiver.
I know who we could get.
Safety's your four.
Safety's my four.
Okay.
D tackle, corner, receiver, safety.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I like mine better, but you guys can vote. Let us know what you think
you
at One Nation Raiders podcast at gmail.com.
Control the line of scrimmage.
One Nation Raiders podcast at gmail.com. You can email us soon to have our Instagram site up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on that tonight. But anyways.
The simulator?
Yeah, let's pull a simulator out. We're going to pull out the draft simulator.
So we got this pro football.
Are you going with Love on this? I don't know.
Draft.
Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me.
It depends on who they give it. So this simulator Pro Football Network mock draft simulator. It predicts whatever team needs. So I'm picking the Raiders, of course, to pick for. And the computer is picking, you know, of course, it's going to be the number one pick is going to be Joe Burrow, then Chase Young, and then all that stuff like that. So, all
right, so let's go.
So, we're going to ahead and start it up right now.
All right. So, we're starting up the simulator.
Picking
our team.
Look. Start simulator.
Go
our fifth round. Cool. That's all the picks we got.
Let's go fast. And here we go.
And roll the dice, baby.
And we are at...
Okay, they messed up.
We didn't get to pick.
We didn't get to pick yet. Okay.
So they're showing us... What are you doing
here? I got to pick our team.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We got to go fast.
All right, so here we are.
Let's just right there. Boom. All right. So availabilities right now is Derrick Brown. This is the best availability.
Derrick Brown's there?
Said Derrick Brown's there. So do you want to see who got picked?
All right, so Henry Ruggs is there.
He could.
Derrick Brown's there.
Draft results.
CeeDee Lamb is there. I'm going CeeDee Lamb.
You want to go CeeDee Lamb?
No. What for this one, you go with we'll go with your guy. We'll go with your guy, Derrick Brown.
Do you want to see who got picked already? On why Derrick Brown is there?
Yeah, let's see that.
Okay, let's see it real quick.
Let's see. Jerry Jeudy went seven.
So Burrow went first, of course, Young went second. CJ Henderson. You know what? People is liking him more because he's faster than Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, but he's not as aggressive. I like the aggression out of Okuda, though.
He's starting to gain momentum.
And Okuda finds the ball, too.
I'm just saying he's starting to gain momentum. So, okay. Of course, then Isaiah Simmons to the Giants. Tua to Miami. Justin Herbert to the Chargers. Jeudy to the Panthers. And Mekhi Becton, the tackle. The Cardinals. Andrew Thomas, left tackle. Then Javon Kinlaw to the Browns. And then Jeff Okuda to the Jets. So that happened right in front of us.
That happened right in front of us to the Jets. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay. That would have been our number one.
And
so our pick.
You're gonna go so ahead. I'm going to Derrick Brown. Yeah. That's still. And at 19, we got Henry Ruggs and Drew.
You gotta go Ruggs there. Who's there?
Henry Ruggs and Jordan Love.
The quarterback is there?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying what I think they're going to do.
Let's see what you would do.
Okay.
He's going to press it.
Offense.
Oh, he's going Love. He's going, no, wait.
And hold on. How about that? He's already gone.
Who's that?
Let's recap. He went to the Broncos.
Who's that?
I'm going to go Justin Jefferson.
You're going to go Justin Jefferson?
I'm going to go Justin Jefferson. So what happened
really
was,
I like Justin Jefferson.
After I got Derrick Brown, CeeDee Lamb. See, this is what happens in the draft, too.
So I like Justin Jefferson.
Being there late. So the Niners got CeeDee Lamb, and then the Broncos got a left tackle. I mean, the Buccaneers got a left tackle, then the Broncos got Justin Jefferson. Atlanta got A.J. Epinesa, and the Cowboys got Christian Fulton, and then the Dolphins got Kenneth Murray, that linebacker.
All right.
So, who's left for me? Henry Ruggs. Let me see all. I got Willis, left tackle.
I think you got to go Henry Ruggs, dude.
You got to go Henry Ruggs?
For me. But you go with you.
Yeah.
We'll go with you.
I'm going with me right now.
All
right.
This is not good podcasting because you're sitting there quiet.
Okay.
So, you got to make your choice.
Okay.
You're on the clock right now.
Okay.
And you're making us wait.
Okay.
It's not fun.
Okay.
All right? We're trying to have fun here. Who's your selection? You're all over the place.
Why is he doing that?
Kick this out. So it's over.
So I'm going to go the DN.
Who?
The DN from LSU. The D-tackle. I mean the
linebacker?
No, the DN. The number DN?
18? What's his name?
Caleb on Chaseon.
Okay.
Yep, I was going to go him.
Cause you're going to double up?
I don't want to get the,
on
yeah,
the D-line?
I
want
to get the D-line? Rotation going. I wasn't going right. to rotation going. But we'll do it again.
You're going back to it?
Yeah, it's fast, dude. Trust me. It's fast.
Why did it get screwed up then?
I don't know. I pressed something. So Derrick Brown is gone this time, and this time I'm going Kinlaw.
All right.
And then now I'm going to go Justin Jefferson this time. Yeah.
Okay.
So now I'm going to go all the way to the third round.
all the way to the third round,
All right.
Jalen Hurts
is right there.
Jalen Hurts is there.
Do you go there? Is that what you do?
I want to get a corner, though.
Go ahead and look and see who's a corner. See
I'm going to get a corner. And I do like him.
Who's that?
Damon Arnett. Yep, Arnett from Ohio State. I do like that guy, and I like AJ Green as well from Oklahoma State. So I'm going to go Ohio State, Arnett, and then I pick again. And guess what? I could go.
You didn't back to back. You didn't pick him. You got to pick him.
Okay. It's back to back.
Okay.
So I go to all, and then I get Jalen Hurts because it's 80 and 81.
Oh, so you want to get him a little bit lower. So yeah. Get him a little bit cheaper.
Yep. And then I always said I want another receiver.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool out of
Notre Dame.
Okay.
And then our fourth pick, we need a linebacker, I think. We need a linebacker?
Safety.
Yeah, we need a safety. We go safety. I did say safety.
Who's the safety out of Utah?
Your boy right there. Terrell Burgess. The number Burgess. One safety left. Okay. Right there. I like that. So I will go there.
Okay.
So this is our last pick. Is the fifth round. Our last
pick in the fifth round.
I want the running back.
Okay, we'll pick a running back.
So it will be. And he is gone already.
He's gone.
Antonio Gibson from Memphis. He's already gone.
Yeah. So who's left?
I did like P. Ryan when he was at the Senior Bowl. Because he's a multi-back.
Samaje P. Ryan's little brother? Yeah.
I don't know if it's a little brother. But because one went to Florida State, huh?
Yeah.
And that one, yeah. So that could make sense. So then it's going to finish out because we have no more picks. So my pick was Ken Law first, Justin Jefferson at 19, Damon Arnett as a corner at Ohio State in the third round, Jalen Hurts, 81, and Chase Claypool, and then the safety, Terrell Burgess, and then the running back without doing trades or whatever.
Okay.
So that's something. Hey, that's how it could go down. You probably want something, and then you get draw.
Because we spent 10 minutes talking about all this other stuff. And then you get
draw that stuff.
And we start all over again.
And then you get flustered.
That's why I don't like it.
And then you get flustered.
I want to fall in love with my draft.
And then you get flustered. It's exciting because then when you see them play somewhere else, Ari can also help you out in fantasy too.
When you see them play
somewhere else, you'd be like, "See, I knew he was gonna ball. I did that with Chris Goodwin from Penn State, who's now with the Buccaneers, catching everything." So, anyway, that's what it was. It was Ken Law, Jefferson, Damon Arnett, and then Chase Claypool. All
right, if you have an opinion, you want us to know what you would draft, send us an email. Let us know what you would draft at OneNationRaidersPodcast@gmail.com. We don't have a whole lot more except for excitement and draft talk.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week, actually, to give you some more material and give you some more content and let you know what our reactions are. We'll do our homework. We'll do our due diligence. We'll watch the tape. And we'll let you know exactly what we think after the draft.
And I can't wait till we pick somebody. We pick people, so I could just watch that person. I'm watching right now. I'm all over the board.
You want to give them bonus material after the draft? You want to come back on this week and give them another bonus?
After the first round?
After the first round, or
I say after the Friday.
After Friday?
Yeah. But come in Saturday or something?
Nah, we can wait till Monday. You guys are gonna have to wait.
Yeah, because we gotta watch the whole. Yeah, because we're gonna have to watch everybody.
After take. All right. So that's it. That's all I got. Unless you want something to add, something.
No, that's it.
All right. Well, this is your friendly neighborhood Raider friend Jimmy checking out.
This is your blue collar Raider Omar.
We'll see you next time.